This goes to Dr. Abimbola. A, be like boy. I, M like Mary. Be like a boy. O-L-A. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Mary Prout, P-R-O-U-T. Date of birth 3/8/1954. Dear Dr. Abimbola, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Prout with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, small left kidney, chronic atrial fibrillation, and anemia secondary to thalassemia. Her last visit was January 9th of 2023. Since that time, she had a colonoscopy and EGD done in March due to the chronic anemia and the stool for occult blood that was positive. There was no positive findings with either of those tests. She also had a right heart catheterization done and was told that she has stiffening of the right side of her heart. And her cardiologist had recommended starting her on Entresto. It's E-N-T-R-E-S-T-O. That would not be contraindicated. We would just have to monitor closely if she was to try this. But the patient was very frightened of trying any new drugs, so she told Dr. Watson, her cardiologist, that she would like to wait. And instead, Dr. Watson started her on Aldactone, 25 milligram daily. The patient also wonders if she should be taking some type of a multivitamin, and we recommend a B-complex vitamin daily due to her stage 4 chronic kidney disease. Her major complaint is chronic shortness of breath on exertion that is progressively worse. She has not had any hospitalizations since her last visit, but she's had enough procedures, several procedures, as previously stated. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, visible blood, or melena. She has chronic shortness of breath that is very bad with exertion. Occasionally it's present at rest, and no chest pain. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she denies edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Hydrochlorothiazide has been discontinued. She uses Xanax, 0.5 milligram three times a day as needed for anxiety. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis. Spironolactone or Aldactone is 25 milligram daily, and that is new. And for pain, she uses Norco 7.5325 three times a day as needed, sparingly and carefully. She's also on metoprolol, Victoza, and acyclovir as needed for flare-ups of cold sores. Physical examination weight is 267 pounds, and that is a 26-pound decrease since her last visit. And blood pressure is 132 over 82. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 26th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.9 with estimated GFR of 28. She has had been at that level previously in September of 2020 and also in July of 2019, her creatinine has been up to 1.9. Generally, for the last year, it's been between 1.8 and 1.6, and now 1.9. Calcium is 9.6, albumin 3.9, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.8, intact parathyroid hormone is 229. She's intolerant of both Sensipar and Rocaltrol. her hemoglobin is 11.3 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease without uremic symptoms, to chronic atrial fibrillation and chronic shortness of breath on exertion. Recently started spironolactone. 3, small left kidney. 4, anemia secondary to thalassemia, currently not anemic. We will have labs done monthly for ongoing monitoring. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.